Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is Cooling Out. We are back.
It is Kev.
And it is Rel. I just gave you the last little ounce of energy I just had right there. That's it. I gave it all up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I gave it to the intro. That's it.
Yeah.
Shit. There you go.
One day the streets will know. When the statute of limitations passes over. And I could just look back on this and laugh. But.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. Yeah, just rounding in the self.
The wear and tear?
Yeah.
See what they say. You become a vet. It's just the recovery just takes a little longer.
Can't just,
certain things you should be able to do. Yeah. No back-to-backs.
No.
Jesus.
Recovery time now just,
it's different.
Tripled. Quadrupled.
It's acting like it ain't a pandemic out. This is
playing heavy minutes, game 7 minutes.
Yo.
Oh, Jesus. Man, but
we said the same thing Labor Day though. Like, oh, we're not gonna do this. We're not gonna be acting like this.
And then the way the day came together, just even crazier. But
no, that's good, the last
good to
one.
See you.
It's good to see you too. I'll see you next year. Fuck that. I'll see you on the other side. Like
good to see friends, but I'm cool.
Cold weather also helps, but like, whoo.
Yeah, it'd be in dark early. I'm not gonna be sitting outside when it was 40 degrees here on Monday. So it's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna just chill.
It's actually not that bad here. It's like gonna be like low to mid 70s.
Well, it's going back up to 70 by the weekend, but
don't do it to yourself.
And it ain't doing nothing. I'm not. Don't hit me up. Don't hit me up. It ain't doing nothing. It's cool. I know what fun is. FOMO here. I'm not missing out. Yeah. We had a day for the ages.
Just thinking about it hurts me. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I think I'm at like 90% right now.
Yeah.
Like somewhere in the 85 to 90% range. But that was Sunday, beloved. Like, no, sorry, that was Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I still feel like
slightly off.
Yeah, like a piece of me, just like. Yo.
I don't. Was it the Halloween? Was it that daylight savings?
You know what's crazy? The craziest part about it was that, like, when I left my hotel that day, I didn't foresee none of that.
Me neither.
Like, I literally was like, I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna run to brunch real quick. I was supposed to actually go to Jersey right after brunch and check on call, but then I got super fucking litty.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait, you guys like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, let's go to Brooklyn. And we ended up going back to the hotel first and then continued and then went to Brooklyn. And it was just like, by the time we got to Brooklyn, I was at about like maybe 40% of my faculties then. Like, I've seen pics that I don't remember I'm in. Like, like how I get there. And I look happy too. So I'm like,
when I, when I mounted that city bike and left Brooklyn that day, I did not, I also did not foresee. It's like, oh, this sounds like a nice deal.
That's what I thought. I was like, oh, this would be cool. I was like, all right, yeah, cool. I'm going to run over there and check on them real quick.
Hall of Fame level service. That's literally
what I thought. I was hitting call. Like, yeah, I'm going to be over there like probably like 5-6. But I just thought that was going to be chill too. I was like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, meet up with them real quick, do this real quick, go over there, do this real quick, and then come back and then have a chill night.
Nope. But now.
Sometimes you make
my
plans.
My life is chill nights. Yeah. Yeah. That escalated, but
too rapidly.
Hey, you got the memories, man.
That's it.
Memories. That's it.
I got half the memories, enough. And then what people tell me about the night as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ditto. Yep, yep. And pitches.
Facts. Like, when the fuck did I take that? And I'm cheesing too. All 32. I'm like, yeah, I must have been feeling good because I remember that pick.
Oh man.
Oh god.
How are you otherwise? How election week treating you otherwise?
I'm holding up, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't honestly, like, I do casually, like, you know, dabble in like the politics now and watch like, you know, CNN and MSNBC and stuff like that, but like I've never like focused so heavily on something. Like right. It's kind of annoying honestly, cuz like even like throughout the day I'll have like my iPad going like while I'm working. I'm just like, I find myself like being super distracted. I'm like, oh damn, like let me focus on work again. I will be happy when this is all over, when election week is over. Or it sounds like it might go to the end of the damn month the way they acting, but I will be happy when this is said and done, because this is taking a little too long to know the future of our country.
I agree. No, yeah, you nailed it. Like I was telling you earlier, I just want to think about, you know, inconsequential things like who plays this Sunday football? What's the standings in the NFC East? Is basketball going to come back? I mean, not.
Yeah, this is just too heavy.
The future of the free world. So.
Yeah, this is just a little too heavy for me.
It's just taking even longer than usual. Like, that's another thing.
I don't take to count some votes, beloved. 95, like North Carolina been on 95% for like. Since this morning, like, y'all working?
Yeah, I'm not gonna get political, but it's the most important one easily in our lifetime.
Yeah,
and then you got the gravity of that, and then because of the pandemic, the amount of absentee votes that's just prolonged this, and it's a journey, but I learned a lot about the different delegates, the different
same, yo. I was like, I thought I knew politics, but I learned so much these past couple of, like, this week in general. I'm like, damn, all right, cool. This is how this works. This is how, at least how things should work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been very enlightening. It reminds me of, like, a high school social studies class. Things that I haven't focused on in years. I guess decades now. We old shit. Yeah. It's wild times. In the middle of a pandemic. And the crazy thing is, once this is all over, all they're going to do is go back to the COVID talks.
Mm-hmm.
The news cycle. It's gonna be, this year has been shit.
I mean, yeah, everywhere I'm seeing, they're rising again.
Yeah, this year has been. So. Yeah, I'm going to have to strap myself in again. Get back in the crib. Go on a little detox. A little self-lockdown.
Yeah. Ditto. I got the library near me finally open again. I'm like, pick up some real books again.
Up. Yeah.
Yeah. Get away from the screens and just. Because it's hard working all day at a screen and then reading from the same screen. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. But yeah. I hear you. I feel you. I can't. So.
I picked up the. I was like today, I was like, oh, I might start playing a video game again this weekend. Like, just little stuff to, like, keep me occupied. So, I'm not, like, I just don't even have the urge to be outside. Like,
yeah, that's not happening. And it's just the combination of being election week, what we did to ourselves.
The rage.
Just the whole combination. Just like, just got to keep. guard my mental.
Oh my God, Sunday I was in the airport in the bathroom. I just looked myself in the mirror. I was so disappointed in myself. I feel like I told myself I wouldn't do this multiple times.
I had that catch up too.
Who am I? Like, right. You just look yourself as you chugging bottles of water.
I can't wait for somebody to invite me out. So I'm like, nah, I'm good.
You can't wait to turn them down.
Can't wait to. I got to prove to myself I'm a different man.
All right, we'll see. Probably not this weekend, but I'll give you next. I'll give you, I'm about to say, I know.
that's when the Friendsgiving and all that gonna.
Yeah. Next week will be my first test. Real, yeah, if you're going to really be true to yourself.
Well, I'll keep you posted.
Because this weekend going to be easy.
This is a breeze. Yeah.
Next weekend you go be like, and don't let it be like a casual 65 or something like that. Like, and you be like, well, this might be the last time it's gonna be warm. Like, you know, he found any excuse to be
crazy.
Casual park retreat. Oh, jeez, my heart.
Nah.
Whew. Alrighty. That's your TV?
No, my neighborhood.
Oh, I forgot. See, you live in BK. Down here in Charlotte. After 7, don't hear us.
Yeah.
Not a peep outside. That shit is weird to me. And now, since it gets dark like 5:45-ish, nothing. I went to the mailbox last night at like 8. I was terrified for my life. Yeah. It was so just empty. I was like, whoa.
I don't know if I got a glimpse of, I feel like I got a glimpse of what winter's going to be. I was out Monday morning grabbing a coffee, and it was really cold. Like I was saying, it was like the coldest it had been in months. I didn't see a soul on the street. I didn't see a soul. I'm talking about like 9, 10 a.m. I didn't see.
People back out. They came in for the summer and they out now. They're like, all right.
I mean, I guess we got the last one. I think it was 70 on Saturday.
We got the hoorah. It was brick Halloween night though.
Yeah.
That wind chill, boy.
Yeah.
It's definitely to have the proper outerwear on.
Not at all.
My mama would say, trying to be cute. Surprised I ain't sick. Shit. Like. Fuck it. Let's talk about the passion, though.
Yeah.
Got a lot going on in the NFL right now.
Since we last talked.
Yeah, it's been
OBJ. Prayers up.
OBJ.
Lost another marquee name.
Facts. Tore the ACL. Yeah. And now they're saying that it might be the last game he's played in Cleveland.
I hope it is. He need a fresh start.
Yeah, me too.
Always been a big OBJ fan. Hated when
he's
they traded
him. He's not getting the notoriety he deserves out there.
And the fit is just, it's not
you
kind of
forget about him, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of forget, like, especially when they mention, like, the top wide receivers in the league, you don't even talk about him really anymore.
Yeah. So, no, since the trade, he's lost, like, the notoriety, stats down. He needs a fresh start.
Yeah. Send him to LA like he asked for, or bring him back to the Giants.
I mean, who knows?
He might
have a new coach. I don't know if he got bad beef though with I don't know if it was the coach or his organization.
He can get over it. He loves New York. He can get over it.
He does.
He can get over it. Figure it out. And he's older. He's more mature.
Now, how old is he though?
27.
Okay. Like, I know he'll recover in time, but when is he gonna look like himself? You know, with an injury like this.
That's never stopped any New York sports team from doing that. You wanted the Knicks to sign KD.
This is outside of that. I'm just like asking for him. I'm not. Yeah, I would take him. I'm just intrigued how long it's going to take him to really recover.
He should be straight by next season. Cause what? When the season restart? August? September?
I assume next September. Yeah.
Yeah. He got about 10, 11 months to get right.
Yeah, and he could just come back. Yeah, a year from now, he'll just be.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Quarter of the season through.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Nah, but prayers up to him, man.
And it's a that pandemic. Ain't like he got much to do except for rehab.
True. True. Yeah, I hope they trade him though. It's just not clicking there. It's not clicking
there. And then you got And you got Antonio Brown going to the Bucks, which
I got my first like real full game of the of seeing the Bucks in action because I usually just see them through the red zone. Yeah, but it, since it was the only game on, I watched it.
Yeah,
through it's the first time I've seen them from like top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't a good representation of them. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you.
What do you think of Brady?
He didn't play well that night, but I will say he's been looking really good this season. Outside of like the first two games where he's throwing them crazy pick sixes, he looked good like the past, 5 weeks prior to this past Monday Night Football they played on?
Right, yeah.
But I think that they just
Thursday
Night Football, yeah. I think they just took the Giants too lightly. Honestly.
Looking ahead to the Saints.
Yeah, but the Bucs are actually really, really good. And them just and then Brady and Gronk finally like found their stride, which has been insane. They still got Mike Evans, they got Chris Godwin, they got that what's that little white boy's name? Chris
Scotty Miller.
Scotty Miller. Talking about Chris something. You're right, Scotty Miller, see? White people.
Some dude named Mitkins, I didn't know about.
Yeah. And now you just signed Antonio Brown. Like it's like
yeah.
He got a lot of weapons. Yeah. So.
I'm intrigued. You know,
crazy.
I wish they played the Chiefs this season.
Crazy. If when LeBron does this, I don't want to get into this, but when LeBron does this and wants to play with talented teammates, they call him, you know, he's not competitive, da da da. But Brady out here going to a team where he has already a bunch of weapons and then fighting to get more weapons, Gronk and AB, to come join him to stack the deck. But you know what? I'm not. I don't really care. I'm just saying I want people to keep the same energy.
Same energy
they
yeah.
do for LeBron.
Nah, you know a hater won't.
Yep, they won't.
No hater won't.
They really.
I'm
won't.
I'm intrigued to see their schedule. Yeah, wonder how far they go, but intrigued to see how how it looks.
If they go to the Super Bowl, I think they'll be the first team to host the Super Bowl in their stadium.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. Which I'm sure Brady would love. Just something else to put on his legacy. Fucking hate it.
His Tampa team against the Chiefs would be crazy.
That'd be beautiful.
It would be. It's the only hope.
Yeah, but I don't want them to make it to the Super Bowl at all, though.
I don't feel like they will. These one-game series, it just takes so much. It doesn't really take. It's just one bad day.
Mm-hmm.
Do play Kansas City. Oh yeah.
When? What week?
What week Thanksgiving, is the Sunday after Thanksgiving, the 29th.
Oh,
week 12. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's perfect.
25. Oh yeah, I'm definitely watching that.
If I can focus, and I got that Monday off too.
I'm not definitely watching that. That should be good.
Yeah. That should be good. All right. Well, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Anything else to talk about in the passion? NFC East is trash.
Yeah, that hurt my heart.
That did?
So I had to I made the unwise decision of picking up Wentz because I had on my fantasy team because I had Kyler Murray on a bye, and he just. I looked at Justin Herbert because I looked at Justin Herbert too. After
you
everything he's been
Justin
doing,
Herbert.
I know I should have.
You should have taken
Herbert. I didn't listen.
What is Skip called? No,
give it to him.
Give it to him. Yeah.
That's funny.
Give it to him. With.
That's funny. This dude just turned into trash. It's crazy.
Like,
I remember
when
they were comparing
now.
To Dak. I'm like, don't disrespect Carson like that.
Dookie.
Yeah.
Isn't he leading the league in interceptions and turnovers? Like,
I believe so.
Just dookie. Like,
yeah, out here just down bad. Every single week, I got to do better. That's it.
It's like he literally like got his check and was like, all right, I'm good.
He's Super Bowl winning quarterback. That's what you do.
He must not want another paycheck because another contract because he's playing like, shoo. He looks terrible out there.
Awful. He had the almost MVP season. And then he got the Super Bowl that he ain't playing. He got the ring he ain't
participating. Maybe he's really hurt. Like, I don't know. Because, like, I've never seen someone just fall off this badly.
And still like, and still show the flashes. No, he still shows the flashes.
Yep,
but
yep. He'll make a flash every now and then. When he makes a throw, you're like, damn, that was a good throw.
Yeah, good Carson's then, still in there. And then the crash just seeped through.
Yeah. Overflowing.
Give it to him.
He must owe a bookie or something. Give it to him, Woods.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess we haven't talked about football. So I wouldn't expect the Steelers to be undefeated.
Me neither.
Didn't expect Lamar to be looking a little iffy.
Projection.
Yeah. But aside from that, can't really.
Yeah, everything is going as planned. The Chiefs look good.
I wouldn't have thought Russell – who do you say is MVP favorite? I wouldn't have thought Russell Wilson would be
Yeah, I would still say Russell Wilson just because of the – just because of how well he's playing. And his team is – like, his defense is abysmal. Mm-hmm. So, he's literally holding down that team by himself.
Yeah, I wouldn't have seen that coming, but – let me check their schedule. I hope they play the Packers or the Chiefs or both. That'd be nice to see, too.
The Seahawks?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look at that and report back. I'm not doing any research. The Cardinals are surprisingly decent as well.
Yes, they are, sir. Yes, they are.
Who you have in fantasy that's on the Cardinals? Because you just got a little too excited.
Kyler and D-Hop.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And the other one, actually.
Christian Kirk?
What's his name? Kirk.
Christian Kirk.
Sorry, Kirk. C. Kirk.
Damn, how you got a team full of – you got three players
I never
on
played
the
them either. I know. It wasn't
you never played them?
Haven't played them. I have a couple other receivers.
What's your record in fantasy right now? You talking like you loaded.
Oh, no. I've left 4-4 right now. I've left one of those I got destroyed. The other ones I've lost like because of my fantasy moves. Like I left people on the bench. Shea beat me outright. He beat my ass. Yeah, I gave it to him. Other than that, Shafin beat me with like a point because I didn't change my kicker or my Pats defense. I had them both on a bye, so he beat me by a point. I should have.
You don't have to set your lineup once a week in football.
No, I chose not to replace them. That's the thing.
Oh,
that's what
why?
I'm saying. I didn't. I know. Looking back, I should have definitely replaced the Pats defense. That was stupid.
Yeah. No one holds on to a defense.
Yeah, I don't do this often.
Jeez.
But I got McCaffrey coming back. I'm hoping to right the ship. I'm still when's second in back? My thing, though.
He's coming back?
He might be coming back this Sunday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wait, you second in the league at 4-4?
In my division, yeah.
Damn, I could have wrecked this league.
Your cheap ass couldn't part with the 20.
I didn't you beat me to it. Fuck. I ain't want to pay the 20. You just spent like $800 this weekend, but I will put. Those are them so much. I was like, this league should be free. I ain't paying for this shit. Get outside, spend $800 like it ain't nothing.
Flash forward to set word. Oh my goodness. You got lotto funds, Kev?
Oh, God. Man. Yeah, I should have joined that league. So it's good looking backwards.
Nah, that's cool, but yeah.
Whew. All right.
Yeah, nothing else. Yeah, football.
Nothing else on the passion. You got, woo, Silva, talk to me. So,
how do you feel?
Honestly, I'm excited. So, essentially, the official vote is going to be Thursday, which would be the day this podcast drops, or Friday. But the NBA and the NBA Players Association, the union, think that they have come to a, you know, mutual decision that they're going to restart on December 22nd,
mm-hmm.
And have a reduced schedule of 72 games. So I am kind of excited about it, honestly, just because, like, I mean, it's my first love. I love watching basketball. Having basketball back is going to be nuts. I'm not excited we're going to have to pay for the league pass so soon again, but it's all good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going to have to do it.
But honestly, I'm just a little concerned about the players' health and safety, just because, like, especially like the teams who like were in the bubble and just and got to the playoffs and just played, like LeBron just stopped playing, like what? That'll be what? When did they finish? October. It was a month ago.
October 11th.
Yeah. So you gonna start the season?
Not even a month ago. Not even a month. Three weeks ago. He won a title. So you
time's flying, bro. Pandemic. But you gonna start the season again 2.5 months after the NBA championship?
Mm-hmm.
With essentially like no time to recover for not even just Bron, but just even the younger players, like all the players in general, when you're used to having 5-6 months off. And granted, they did have time off beforehand, but you just played again, and now you just have to come right back and play again. So it'll be interesting. I'm interested to see like if they're gonna do it in a bubble again, or if they're gonna like start playing in the arenas now that essentially the NFL teams and the baseball and the MLB teams played in their arenas. Rather it be with or without fans. But I think it'd be a little more interesting now to let them travel again. And even if there is no fans in the stadium, kind of set it up to where you block off the some of the seats and just have like the fake virtual fans and all that stuff again, even if you do it that way, or just limit the amount of fans that you let in. But I think that'll be – I think we're kind of at that point where I think that would be feasible rather than right. bringing everyone down to a bubble for a whole season.
Yeah, and – by the end of, not even by the end of it, even while they were in it, you could, the players hated
yeah.
it.
Yeah, 20 games it. And people would be leaving.
Yeah.
So I think they'll have to figure that out, which I'm assuming that's what they're going to be focusing on is just probably like mad COVID testing teams on, you know, chartered planes and all that good stuff. And even if it's like, you know, I don't know, but I think when some teams travel, like, for short distances, like, when they fly from, like, Charlotte to Atlanta, something like that, like, sometimes they don't always do charter planes, or, like, sometimes they'll, like, just do a team bus, something like that, because it's a very short, like, drive or something mm-hmm. like that. I think they will definitely have to do charter planes.
Yeah.
Everywhere they play.
In the pandemic.
Yeah. Everywhere they play. Like, you have to – probably going to be super limited who can be around the team, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a very interesting dynamic how that comes to fruition. But overall, I'm excited. Like, I mean, like – focus on football for a little more, for a little while longer, especially now, you know, back on a self house arrest, you know, like
self isolation out here.
Yeah, it'd be nice to like see, you know, a sport that actually looks, because football's cool, but also football's not on every night. Like whereas yeah. basketball, something's gonna be on every single night.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. And I watch the trash game, especially around Christmas and all that stuff. So it's like, yeah, Thanksgiving's coming. That time's going to be breezing. Right after that, December starts, and, like, that's year-end for almost damn near everybody at work. So everyone's super busy. Weeks fly mm-hmm. then, too. And you look up, and it's like, all right, cool, we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of surprised because I thought initially when I was reading stuff, I thought they were going to come back next year. But, yeah, when I saw this year, I'm like, if the players are up for it, then cool. It was just, my mentality is the same. If the players – They like it. I love it. Like, it's up mm-hmm. to them. Like, same thing with the pandemic. I miss basketball, but obviously if they didn't want to play, they didn't want to play. I would understand. With this, yeah. I was just, like, looking at Zach Lowe and Woj's reporting about, like, what's at stake. It's, like, $500 million to $1 billion at stake for them to come back now. Yeah. For them. Gotcha. So that's why they want to come back before the start of the new year in order to get 72 games in, because that's what helps the regional networks with the TV deals. Because at this point, they're trying to recoup as much revenue, like when you factor in how much they spent for the bubble and stuff. And they're also trying to end in time in case there's an Olympics. So, But yeah, aside from like the Lakers, I don't really think. Okay, the eight teams that didn't make it to the bubble, you should want to play.
No one cares about them anyway.
I agree, and they shouldn't have any kind of qualms.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to cut you off.
Go.
Will Kevin Durant and Kyrie be playing then? Is Kevin Durant ready to play now?
It's a good question.
I mean, December's right around the corner. We're going to look up, and it's going to be December.
I would assume. He opted out the bubble. I mean, it's the start of a new season, I would assume. But who knows? I don't know.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't cut you. It just popped my brain.
No. Who knows?
But go ahead, yeah. The trash teams that didn't make it definitely should
want
to
play.
More than eager to play, yeah. The Hornets. I don't even know who else didn't make it. The Hawks. Yeah,
the Warriors. Don't forget the trash teams.
Oh, I forgot the Warriors with Dookie.
They coming back with a second pick, though.
Oh, they gonna come back nuts, though.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be so good this year. I hate it. I'm gonna hate it all over again. But still not good enough to still get their heads beaten every now and then. I love it.
Yeah. But aside from like the Lakers, specifically like Bron, I don't really know. Like I get it, the Heat and stuff, and I'm interested to see how teams like that navigate.
Yeah.
Start. Because I'm looking at the article between the 11th of October, which is when LeBron James of the Lakers clinched the championship. Yeah. To this, what, the 22nd, it'll be 51 days. That's just crazy to even say. That's a little over a month and a half. That's just, but.
Mm-hmm. And then also, like, that's a lot of time to try to, like, sorry, that's a little bit of time to try to cram in so many things. You got the NBA draft, you got free agency.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
How long is free agency going to be? There's definitely some
tampering.
I'll look
at that while we're talking. I was actually curious about the draft. That's supposed to be on the 18th. That's supposed to be their virtual
draft. That's around the corner.
Yeah.
So when does free agency happen?
I'm looking now because I'm getting alerts like Pelicans are shopping Jrue Holiday. I'm like, when does that even matter? When does free agency open?
Yeah, because free agency is important because the way that they're making it sounds like if free agency is – free agency should be before the draft, or is it usually after?
After. It's usually, I think don't they draft during the final? No, they don't. They draft after the finals, but they do the lottery in the finals.
Yeah.
And then they draft after the finals, and then it's usually like mid to late June, and then free agency opens like the beginning of July.
Yeah, right? Okay. Yeah. But then free agency is going to have to be like a week or two. Because, like,
yeah,
these players need to come in and start training camps, get ingratiated with a whole new team. Like,
Yeah, and it's like, it's a lot to do in such a short window. Like, Shams says it's supposed to be October 8th. Well, that obviously didn't happen. I don't know. I don't know when free agency is supposed to start now. I'm trying to find it as we talk, but I have no idea.
There's no major free agents anyway. But I'm thinking about Bron.
That's what I'm saying, the little pieces that we did.
I'm like Rajon Rondo's a free agent. KCP's a free agent. Dwight Howard's a free agent. JaVale McGee's a free agent. Melo's a free agent. Yeah, so I'm like, where's this going?
I'm on role play watch. Yeah.
Who's coming? Like, because some people are leaving. I'm like, who's coming? Because Deion Waiters is out too. J.R. Smith is out. Is Avery Bradley coming back? I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't know.
True.
Yeah. I was at another thing the league and the union are reportedly working on is how these players will actually be paid. ESPN reports the NBPA is holding team conference calls this week to discuss a salary escrow for players in the range of 18% over the next 2 years. Under such an arrangement, that portion will be removed from the player's salary and placed in a fund that would go back to the league in a likely scenario of revenue dipping to the point that players exceed their 50% split of income. So, like, I have, like, four examples I just saw.
I understand what that is. But you should probably...
No, but just, like, salary.
Explain that to the people.
So, Steph Curry's earning 43. That would dip to 35.3. LeBron's 39 would dip to 32. Kawhi's 34 dips to 28.
Yeah, but I mean, that kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah.
You have a 50-50 revenue split and the league is losing money.
Lots of.
Yeah, I mean, people underestimate how much money they get from the gate, just like from people being at the games, concessions, merchandise. Mm-hmm. I've been at a Hornets game and watched people go to the Hornets store, and I'm like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. Why are you buying a jersey out of the Hornets store?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
No, seriously. China. Yeah. I forgot about China. They lost money because of China. Yeah. Oh. So you lose a lot of money by now.
$1.5 billion in loss. Lost revenue. And the billions in revenue that will likely be lost this season by playing games with few, if any, spectators.
Yep. That's another thing, too. Yep. Yep. You see? If they have, because what? I think I'll just use North Carolina. I know the Panthers, I think they're at 12% or something weird. 12.5%. Mm-hmm. So they use that metric. And also, if you use that metric, it's 12.5%. NFL stadiums hold like 70,000 people.
Yeah, whereas stadiums the Spectrum versus Center, arenas.
Yeah, the arenas hold like 18.
Yeah.
So you do 18,000 and you're only letting in 12%. That's 2,160 people.
Yeah, it's tough.
And then also, you think about the corporate sponsors. Like my firm, for example, has a suite there. They're not going to pay the same price for a suite that they were paying before.
Yeah.
It ain't the same allure, the same appeal. So it's definitely going to be a lot of price cuts.
Yeah, I hope they come to an agreement just because of the financials. It's like, yeah, the higher end players and stuff, they'll be okay. But imagine the split in your salary when you're like a mid tier and lower.
Or you a rookie? You just getting a check and that shit already cut.
Yeah. Oh. Damn. Yeah, man.
Yeah, or if you like really like a real lower tier player, like a 2-way player.
Mm-hmm.
On from G League, because they barely make enough money in G League as it is, so.
Yeah, you better talk to your financial guy.
Facts. And this, like, the effects of this are going to linger for a while. Like, even, you know, like, I'm saying, like, you lose salary. I honestly, this could be, like, a 3 to 5 year thing before, like, revenues break even or, you know, even get close to, like, somewhat, you know, back to like normal revenues, because they're going to be behind for a while. Billions of dollars. You can't just keep losing billions of dollars and then you're going to just make that up.
Yeah. No, you're right.
They better revamp League Pass or something, because that's a very trash app, NBA, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should fix that. Y'all got too much money for that. But nah, seriously, it's going to take a while for them to get those revenues back. So there's going to be cuts somewhere.
Yeah. Good luck to them. I just hope they get a better. No,
nah, you just got arenas sitting idle right now.
Yeah. Now I'm reading as early for free agency as early as. Oh, NBA draft in 2 weeks. Free agency opens 2 to 3 days after the start of the. Okay.
So it'll be the 21st?
Yeah.
The 20th. Damn, free agency and then the season starting literally a month after. When are they going to do training camps? You know the tampering's going crazy right now.
Oh, craziness. Yeah.
It's going nuts right now. Someone don't even care. Working
the phones.
Yeah, yeah, someone don't even care. He's like, yo, y'all figure that out amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we got to get this money.
He's like, all I ask is when free agency opens, y'all just spread out the news, like spread out the signings. Like, you just don't have everyone signing at midnight.
So weird. I don't even know who these teams are targeting.
I really hope we're on working the phones. Like,
I hope so too. A few noteworthy names: Melo, unrestricted; Conley, player option; Cousins, unrestricted; Drummond, player option; Fournier, player option; Gasol, Marc Gasol, unrestricted; Joe Harris, unrestricted; Dwight, unrestricted; Serge, Millsap and Morris unrestricted. Don't do Danilo like that. I'm still eyeing that.
Yeah,
Danilo. Facts. Yeah, don't do that.
Nobody. I don't want to hear nothing about no Marcus. So
yeah, I don't want to hear that. And
there was something else you mentioned at the top that I was like disgusted by.
Conley, Drummond.
Yeah, Conley's definitely opting into his player option. He know better.
He must. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's on tape.
And Drummond, yeah, he definitely opted into his player option too. I don't care how much he hate Cleveland.
Yeah.
He ain't leaving 27 mil on the table. He ain't never gonna sniff that again.
Yeah, wouldn't. Yeah, Dwight wanna come back? I'd like.
Isn't Hassan Whiteside a free agent too?
I think he might be.
Yeah, he was trash towards the end of the year. I don't realize how bad he was until Nurkic came back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I mean, on the Lakers, though, we don't need you to do much.
We really don't.
Good rebounder.
Yeah, and block some shots.
Come on over.
And he can go catch some alleys, what he does.
Melo, come on, man. I know you fuck with Dame, but.
I think the issue with Melo is that he's going to want to start.
Oh, yeah, he was starting through all the Portland stuff. Yeah, forget it. Man. We can't ruin this.
Nah, he going to want to start, and he. Nah, he got better with his ball stopping ways. I ain't gonna hit him with that no more.
Mm-hmm.
But him, Bron, and AD on the court together, nah.
Damn, yo, this is gonna get in 2 weeks. It's gonna get really interesting. Cause I haven't read anything who they targeting.
They probably don't even know. Like they still celebrating drinking champagne.
Too soon, but go.
I mean, they ain't drinking that brew we were drinking, but.
Yeah. That's a good point. No, you're
but,
right.
But,
that is
a
great point.
Like, the only thing, sadly, the only news I've heard about anything in free agency was like the Knicks might pick up a bad contract.
Yeah,
and then with that, if they get Chris Paul, then they might be willing to sign Carmelo with that. What else you got? I would love
to. I'm watching.
If they get Chris Paul and Melo, I mean, them dudes old, but I'll be like, all right, I'll watch it.
No, I'm watching.
Yeah,
I'm heavy on the MSG again. I'm watching.
And what's that boy you like? What's his name?
Oh,
our third round draft pick. You loved him.
The shot blocker? Who?
Nah, not Frank Robinson. The other dude, the left hand dude from Duke, you loved him.
RJ Barrett? Yeah, come on.
With
man.
The terrible shooting splits.
Oh my god. Yeah, get Paul and Melo. We need something. Yeah, that's our big two.
Oh, listen.
Melo be Paul in heaven.
And, oh, he be in heaven. Get as many shots as he wants.
Back in the garden.
We get Paul and Melo. All we gotta do is make an eighth seed in the East, and that mm-hmm. is a success for New York.
Yeah. It's feasible.
When we play Brooklyn, we don't get our heads caved in.
Caved in. Caved in. On paper, they look like...
You know KD ain't going to have that, though. You know KD and Kyrie are not going to have that.
Nah, yeah.
They're going to be on feasted paper, on Chris one. Paul, 35 and 36. Is that what Melo is?
I think so.
They're going to be feasting on them.
Now I'm intrigued. I'm looking forward to a Nets game. We'll have episodes to talk about,
Looking forward to a who game?
Nets game.
Oh, I am too. I'm like as the season whole gets Steve closer. Nash, D'Antoni, KD, Kyrie, DeAndre Jordan still there. Spencer Dinwiddie is there. I think Caris LeVert is still there. They actually got a pretty mm-hmm. decent squad. What's that dude that you like? Oh, Jared Allen still there. I like him too. He's gonna be good once they let DeAndre Jordan get out of his way. Hopefully they keep Joe Harris. That would be a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damn, they must be working like crazy to get the get a schedule together as we speak. It should be easier though, since they don't really have to. But then you got to do it for all teams.
It ain't That's easier to put a schedule together and like.
I'm just saying you don't have to plan against anything. Currently, you have the stadium. I know the actual...
Oh, the arenas. Yeah.
No, no, no. I'm not saying... I'm just saying in relation to how it usually is.
Nigga, that's hard.
No. 30 teams,
When you got to plan around other events? Yeah.
San Antonio got the rodeo, whatnot, and the Oscars might be at the Staples Center.
That's not true. This is very random, and do not ask me why. But I looked at the Prudential Center today in Newark. Mm-hmm. Do not ask me why. But they actually have events planned in February, like starting February next year. They have events planned there.
Oh.
So there might be events.
There, though. Oh, I get what you're saying.
That's
though.
Just
I get
one arena. I'm saying. And that's a trash arena. I'm sure MSG and Barclays are slowly like starting to like all those events that got canceled. Right.
True, yeah.
During the pandemic, they try to reschedule too. So it's going to be, I don't know, it's going to be tough.
No, I stand corrected. You're right. They're going to really have to earn their money.
Yeah.
That's tough. That is tough. It's 51 days. And they need to have it. They usually have the schedule by, like, what? August, I feel? They have it, like, 2 months or so.
They're going to have to put it out with enough. See, that's the thing. I feel like the NBA didn't do a good job before the bubble of promoting it, like, of advertising. Mm-hmm. I believe it's even coming back. So, like, they're going to have to put this schedule out. Because they lost money just with that. Like, so mm-hmm. you have to put the schedule out enough time to actually, like, put money into advertising.
Right.
And marketing that, you know, these big games are coming on at this such and such time and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, that's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be. Yeah, I'm just looking at the calendar as you talk. They want to come back to Tuesday. And, you know, these marquee games are going to be played. Oh, damn, yeah. Christmas on a Friday this year. You know, they're gonna load up, yeah. And then
so that means you might get like opening night, they're gonna have marquee games. We might not see Bron and them again till Friday. They're gonna give them 2 days off. And Bron,
I wonder what they do. They're not gonna repeat the marquee. They're gonna do Lakers Clippers one of them days. But what they do for the other.
Lakers Clippers definitely gonna be Christmas.
And who you open up against with the
either Lakers, so they might do Lakers Clippers on Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so they normally have 5 games on Christmas Day, right?
Yes, there's a 12, a 2:30. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Usually 5. So let me do the Christmas games. Let me think long and hard. It's definitely gonna be Lakers Clippers, right?
Yeah, that's a 5 p.m. game. That's the prime.
They're gonna throw in like if we got
Nets playing. I can see a Nets Boston or Nets Bucks.
Now I was gonna say Nets Bucks because they always do like Boston Knicks. Which is terrible, but if they have Chris Paul and Melo, they'll force it on there at noon. They'll force it in there. Dude.
I could also see them doing like a New York versus New York too, though.
Oh yeah, that'd be a good one too. That would be a good one too. And then the Warriors Rockets or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
And then like a repeat of like Utah and Denver.
I could see that.
And then opening night, they'll definitely have Zion playing somebody.
Yeah, what was the last opening night? Wasn't it Pelicans versus Raptors? And then it was Lakers Clippers.
I don't want to see that.
Nah, they won't do that.
Pelicans Raptors. I don't want to.
I wonder maybe Nets Heat. I don't know. Because the Heat would be just in the finals, and the Nets
Heat would be nice
on paper.
And then in the West, dude, I would do the Pelicans. Somebody. Maybe.
I mean, the Lakers got to play open tonight. No, Lakers got to play open tonight.
Okay, then Lakers, Mavs, something like that.
That way they could showcase Luka. Yeah. I can see that.
That'd be good.
Or Lakers, Warriors.
Oh, yeah, because Bron ain't beat Steph Headed in a minute.
Yeah, on an even playing field. Yeah, we ain't seen them in a minute. I can see that.
I'm excited for the schedule. He got braids now, too.
Yeah, I see him. They bringing back. I hope they bringing back the We Believe jerseys.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I need to see it in the We Believe.
I forgot about that energy. But also, opening night, they might have. Nah, it's a Tuesday. No, they're not. Forget it. No. They're gonna have. They might have. So they might have two televised games and then one that's not televised.
I think the one that's
NBA TV will be like Zion versus. I don't even know, but. Mm-hmm. Someone in the West. Something trash that we ain't gonna want to see, like Zion versus the Spurs or some shit like that.
Yeah, and they usually show out for the opening week. They usually have a couple games opening week.
Yeah, like Wednesday and Thursday gonna have some nice little games going on. Mm-hmm. Like something we're not thinking about, like Wednesday will probably be Heat versus, you know, we already got the Heat on opening
Heat
night.
Bucks or something. I don't know.
Like Bucks Bucks Sixers.
Oh yeah, Boston gonna be thrown in there somewhere.
Then you're gonna have like the Trailblazers and the Suns gonna be surprisingly good this year. So that'll be good.
I'm getting hyped to buy that.
I'm only talking about it.
Yeah, I'm glad they're playing. Oh,
me too. I was just like,
they're gonna get us through the winter. This should be good.
I was like, oh, all right, yeah.
Damn it. Bring it on, Silver. Bring it on. Started.
Yep. Bring it on, Silver.
What an extra playoff week. Because they're doing the wild cards. Damn, yo.
Yeah, all right. I can function. All right, bring it on, Silver. I don't give a fuck. You paid them enough. Schedulers, bring them on. Y'all figure it out.
Woj said on October 28th, NBA likely to release the 2021 schedule in halves to allow for flexibility, and the playing tournament remains a significant part of the league's plans. Look like they're bringing that back. The plan, you ain't fuck with the plan.
If we doing like that Grizzly schedule,
I feel you. Yeah,
like we did that. That made sense when you only played 12 games or something like that. 8 games. When you got 72 game schedule, that's damn near full schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Like you play less games on lockout years. So, I don't like that on a 72-game schedule.
Well, Mr. Silva, I need the first half soon.
Yeah.
Expeditiously. I need the first half.
But see, that's what I'm talking about, because I was saying today earlier, just on that random-ass website, and, they had events starting in February, so it makes sense. They probably going to do, the schedule until, All-Star weekend.
Right.
And then, figure it out from that, figure out where they can fit things in from that point. That gives the schedules more time to figure things out. Now, there's no way how they're making a whole schedule.
Man, son, that shit gonna be sad. We're not gonna have an All-Star weekend. It's like, you're just really an All-Star in name.
I don't really care.
You're right.
They have an All-Star weekend.
Dang,
where's it supposed to be this year? Indianapolis, I think?
I'd have to check. That does sound right, though. But they can still have one. All right. No, they could.
If they're going to have games in arenas anyway, you might as well still continue with the tradition. I mean, going to be no selection.
But you're cramming in 72 games in, 6 months. How many months? It's like...
Yeah.
You already doing that, I don't think.
It's a lot. For an Olympics that might not even happen.
Yeah, so.
But why are they tripping about the Olympics? Ain't the Olympics in 2022 or am I bugging?
Apparently they're playing in 2021.
Oh, no, it's supposed to be 2020. They got pushed to this. Because of the pandemic.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. It got pushed to 2021 because it got canceled this year. Postponed in 2020.
So do they make this their new four? Do they come back in 2024?
I have, Kev. You know I don't care.
I know. I'm just intrigued. I was talking out loud.
You know I don't care. I think it's still going to be LA 2024.
Yeah, they're trying to get their whole season and playoffs done by July, by late July.
That's going to be nuts.
So that's 7 months.
That's going to be nuts. 72 I games plans, in. Though, because they
can't justify no all-star.
They millionaires.
They're going to look at them crazy. The players going to look at them crazy.
They still get named all-stars, though.
Yeah, that's the least they could do.
Yeah, they should still get named all-stars, first team, all that nonsense.
When do they name them? It's just fun talking about this out loud.
Because
they start usually, early October, and then all-stars.
I would say, mid to late March, they should name them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right, yeah. Because they're pretty much starting a month and a couple of weeks. Yeah. Later. Yeah.
If they want to have fun, what they should still do, though, if they want to have fun, look at that, that's work for the NBA, they should still do a virtual draft. Mm-hmm. And then, do a partnership with, 2K or something like that, where they have, a simulation.
You're right.
Or like that.
You're right. Look at you.
And see who wins. Come on, B.
Look at you. Look at you. I like that, though.
Come on. I like that. Look at that. That's free game right there. Just gave them hit. Take that.
I ain't going to lie. I might. If you could put all the all-stars on, a Zoom call and watch them be drafted... Yeah. I would definitely watch that.
Come on now. Remember where you heard it first.
Damn, that would be smuts. Oh, that would be good. Watch damn, man.
Watch the actual reactions when they get disrespected because they got picked last.
Yeah. Yeah. Late July. What is they usually start what? Playoffs start mid-April until...
Mm-hmm. June.
At the latest, late June. So that's pretty much 2 months.
Yeah.
So, damn, they got to finish in my, damn.
It's going to be a lot of back-to-backs. Going to be a lot of back-to-backs.
So you're talking about, this Christmas to, Memorial Day range. 72 games in 5 months.
They'll figure it out.
They'll, of course.
I mean, it'll just be – honestly, what they should do, which I think they will do anyways, is make the back-to-backs, within the division. So, it's, northeastern teams and southeastern teams. So they don't have to travel too far.
Get games.
What you mean?
If they're playing, you're going to see the X team a couple times a year. You might just get them all out.
Nah, that's whack.
I'm just saying travel-wise. It just helps.
It's
the pandemic.
It's hard to beat a team back to back when the regular season's like, yo, I don't want to play. I don't want to play you again. I just played you yesterday.
Look, COVID ain't fair, beloved. I'm COVID just saying. I agree. It is wild.
Nah, you right. You right.
Y'all get a team when your marquee player just got nicked up the week before and he's out. It's the results don't mean anything. I get you, but. You gotta.
Yeah.
It's just a suggestion. They can also do division. I don't know. We might have a vaccine. Who knows? I don't know.
I doubt they'll trust things. That soon.
I don't know these things.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know?
I'm like, damn.
I'm intrigued to see what's their path. They gotta find a path.
That'd be beautiful. Damn. Yo, that's gonna come up fast, too.
That really is.
It's already November.
It is. Damn, we what? a little over a month and a half now?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's going to be fun.
I'm gonna look up and it's like week 16 or whatnot in the football. I'm like, damn, basketball back.
And it's gonna be brick outside too, so I ain't got no excuse. Ugh.
That's hot crazy. Chocolate,
my robe and my feet up. Yo, this whole year been nuts.
It's nuts. Look, the season ended week 5 of the NFL season. It'll be back by week 16. That's crazy. That's just
that
crazy.
Is nuts.
That's nuts, man.
I don't have any complaints, though. I ain't,
like, No. I'm taking whatever the good Lord gives me.
Yeah. This year. After we went like, what, 4 months without it?
Yeah.
That's crazy how fast time is flying. This year has been nuts. Like, I remember us being excited about it coming back. And me watching preseason bubble games. Like, meaningless. The scrimmage bubble games.
Damn.
Just to see people, just to see them playing again. Nuts.
They came back in July? Was it late July, early August?
Something like that, yeah. Time is flying.
Now they back again. They just took, what, a 50-day intermission.
I just remember being at that bar in Brooklyn and, like, not being able to see on that small TV.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like it was yesterday. The 2-2
split, yep. That's the beginning of a championship run.
Yeah, I'm about to get back on League Pass and start rewatching some old games.
Oh, yeah, I'm
definitely
getting on League Pass.
Yeah. I'm about to.
Yeah, they got my money again.
Do we still have our access? I'll talk to you about it off wax, but I tried downloading the NBA app and it was like NBA 2019 is no longer available.
I saw that. It shows it's gray on my screen now. I don't know about this.
Yeah, we'll talk about what? Well, I definitely want to get back in there and start watching some old games. Get back in the groove, act like I ain't seen them.
It's so weird. Because even then, the free agents going to happen in like a 2-week window. So all these, like the Clippers, Lakers, whatever these teams look like now.
All new teams. Because
they got, like they're both the teams, like all of them, all the contenders. They got a couple, you know, unrestricted. Player options.
The Clippers got Marcus Morris, Trez.
Then they talk contemplating what? They saying they eyeing Rondo, and then we have a litany. So.
Yeah, if we can lose Rondo to the Clippers, that would be interesting.
It just depends. I mean.
Who we replace him with?
Not breaking the bank now. Come on. Come on now. That's not happening. So.
Stop it.
I mean, between Braun and LA, and AD. Then AD.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying the appeal for free agents. Braun, LA, and AD to play with the best duo in the league and then live in LA. I mean,
champions. Don't forget
Danilo.
Reigning champions.
Yo, you're talking we get all Danilo that talk Gallinari. About leaving money on the table.
If we don't get talk about it. If we get Danilo Gallinari, come
all
sign
them
that
Danny
bad
Green looks. Oh. Them Danny Green looks.
Yo, you know how, bro, you know, not even the setup, though. You know how useful Danilo will be when Bron goes to the bench?
Because
low-key, Danilo can dribble, too, and can set players up. He's slow, but he's slow but crafty with it. And he can get some shots up. I watched him play in OKC last year. He looked good.
Yeah. And these open shots will be there. We need some real shooters. We'll see, man.
You know Danny Green going to opt in, too. I hate him.
Yeah.
He needs to retire.
I wonder what Bradley does.
He gonna be back.
He gonna be back, huh?
Okay. He's good. It's just
he's
I
good.
Like
he good.
Left
yeah,
us.
He good. He's like good. He got a family. He got a family. He got a family.
Left us when we needed him most.
Yeah, and we still did it. They signed everybody to keep him from us. Still did
everybody,
it.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Reggie Jackson and them.
About three people we wanted. Got him. Jerry West making the moves.
I forgot Jerry West was there. What they call him, a puppet master? All this other nonsense?
Overcame all that.
Yeah. Hand on the court. Braun out there. Don't forget that.
Yeah. They done trade their whole future, but anywho.
Nah.
We could talk about that more when we see what these rosters look like.
I guess they ain't got time to trade Paul George anymore.
Yeah, I was curious about that, but I guess not. I guess they'll let him come back and try to redeem himself.
Ah, we'll see. They can always do
That's true. Actually, free agency.
Yeah, they do a monster three-team trade, like, because supposedly the Sixers are interested in getting James Harden.
I'm not trying to know. If I'm the Rockets, I'm not doing that.
I mean, nah.
He's a top five player. He's a cemented top five player.
Get Paul George back. Try Russell Westbrook and Paul George again.
That's crazy. Just sell your team.
Send Harden to 76ers and then.
What they trade him back?
The Clippers get Joel Embiid.
Who get Ben Simmons? Because I'm not leaving the Sixers with Ben and Harden and Jane. Hell no.
No, that's what I'm saying. You trade Embiid to the Clippers, right?
I give me Ben.
You want Ben and Embiid?
I want Ben over him. All right, I get you. I get
right, well,
you.
Then, either way,
either one. So I get you.
Ben or whatever, send him to the Clippers, right? Send Paul George to the Rockets with two of those first round picks that they mm-hmm. got. And then send Harden to 76ers. It makes sense cap wise, and the Rockets will just be able to reset. You get Paul George and two
Harden's
first round
best.
Picks.
That's a good haul. That's good.
He's the best player, but they're not gonna win a championship with him. So what you gonna do? Might as well start over anyway.
Are you closer with Paul George and are you closer?
But you're not gonna win. I tell you, it's like. I don't like being right on the cusp of something that ain't going to ever happen.
It's only one winner every year, though. He's good. He's a top five player.
He's great.
He's amazing. Great, but Hall of Fame.
If he wants to be with Daryl Morey again.
I get you. I'm interested in the Rockets' willingness to do that. Because they're not going to do it.
Tell something. Whatever the owner's name is.
Well, pay that contract, buddy.
Yeah, him and Russ.
Oh yeah, run it back.
They might do Rockets Warriors because you know Russ hates stuff.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what these Warriors look like. Steph doesn't have 3 years off.
Yeah, Russ hates stuff.
Yeah, they all kind of do.
They all
James Martell.
Light skin bandit, they're gonna be coming for him.
Yeah, they don't drive with stuff. Yeah, I'm excited.
They don't drive with stuff.
They don't drive with them.
Took it back to the 70s. Jive turkey. Nah.
And Clay coming back. Yeah.
Ooh. Draymond gonna finally play again.
He's coming back. Yeah, he was off last season. Paid cardio or not. Yeah, paid sprints. He was finding nicks and nags to complain about. Can't do it, Steve.
Getting exposed out there.
Yeah, nigga, stub this toe. I can't go, Steve.
The Warriors coming back at full strength. And they get the number two pick. And they got Andrew Wiggins still. I forgot about that.
I forgot to. Unconcerned. All depends what we retool with. Unconcerned.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see them really being a threat. I see them because the West is loaded.
I'll
see them finishing
Man. I think highly of them.
What you see them finishing in the West? Third. Okay, that's cool.
Third. But they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals.
They're going to be in the Western Conference Finals? Over who?
They're going to face the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals. Yeah.
Wow, you ain't got no faith in the Clippers.
Why should I? They trash. One ring later. You know how it goes. They trash.
Had a shake in our boots on this podcast.
Oh, year ago? Oh, my God. A whole year.
Every time they saw the new play, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Now they trash.
Keep the faith. Having support groups.
Facts. Now they trash. Yo, the West is going to be beautiful this year.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. I hope KD and Kyrie come back. That'd be good for the East because the East is going to need it.
They need help. Yeah. We got right now. Next, Nets, Bucks, Heat, Boston. Raptors.
76ers.
And Sixers. That's six good teams.
Yeah, and everything outside of that is Dookie.
Yeah. Out west, you Lakers, got, Clippers, Warriors,
Orlando,
Rockets.
Orlando will make it. And then what'll be the other eight team out the east? Orlando's going to make it that seven.
Yeah. Orlando keep the seventh seed.
Who hold down that. The eighth? I know it's hard. The Wizards or somebody like that. Oh, because John Wall coming back. So maybe the Wizards.
I could see that. And he's been off for a while, too. So he
yeah,
could be
so you got John Wall, Bradley Beal. Yeah, so Wizards is going to fall in there somewhere.
Yeah, I could see that. Damn, that's tough. Yeah. Oof. Maybe the Pacers do it again. I don't know.
I forgot about them. Damn, I forgot they even existed. If we get Chris Paul and Melo, maybe. But that's us just being optimistic.
We're getting Paul. We're getting Paul.
Chris Paul, like 36 years old.
I'm just saying we're getting him.
Leo, we are. He looked good last year, but he has something to prove last year.
We trained for undesirable. We want the undesirable.
He have nothing to prove this year.
Oh, without question. You know, without question. That's his last good season. Without question. It's the Knicks. A curse. You already
we
know.
Always give you, we'll give you with it right over the hill. Right over the hill.
Still gonna be paying them 12 and fives. Like, what the? What? It's a year ago. He gonna still be vegan. The only thing gonna be the change in location. Only thing gonna be.
And Melo gonna be fucking things up because he's gonna get back into that New York Melo mode.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Filling himself and massaging the ball again. And
yeah. Well, we don't have a really better alternative.
Yo, look, thinking back, what are you? Melo really was a ball stopper, yo.
Yeah. He used to get them. A black hole, they called them. They're right. They called them.
He used to massage every inch of that damn basketball before he took a shot.
In the same rotation. Ball start here, move up here, go up here, come around. And then full orbit. Oh, man.
I used to love that, though. Phil Jackson ruined that. He made me realize.
He hated Melo.
Yeah. He hated him.
Yeah.
Ball stopper. Oh, man. Woo.
Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, my God. All right. And then I guess I'm done with basketball. But your boy Drake finally set a date.
Yeah, after he lied to us. But he kind of figured after the time went.
Yeah.
Summer album.
It ain't going to be a summer album. It's a January. Now.
Now I remember it was summer 2020 and then
he dropped
the single. We don't really hear much. He dropped what? Laugh Not Cry Later in August. I was like, August. Okay. Like mid-August. You dropping in like 2 weeks? There's still going to be a summer and then?
Nothing.
But I don't mind.
That's cool.
It's okay. I will.
It'll drop before your 30th.
Yeah, take your time. And he's going to drop a. And we definitely get a new single, so.
Yeah, definitely have to get another single before the time, yeah. Might even get two singles squeezed in there.
True.
But, got what? It's 2 months away. You can drop two singles in that time frame.
Yeah.
Or like the actual true single to push one and then just like drop like a little, you know. A subtle single, like bow. Yeah.
It'd be interesting. But that was good to see. I mean, 2020 is just depleted expectations for everything, so.
Yeah. I hate trying to be like, yo, I can't wait for this year to be over because I hate, like, rushing time.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is I won't.
And it's not a given. Next year, just going.
Yeah,
that's another.
I'm like, ain't like shit going to evaporate on December 31st. Like,
yeah, it's like, all right, we out, y'all.
We out, guys. It's been a fun year. Like, so it's just like, yeah, it's trying to take it day by day and then appreciate each day and just chill.
Yeah. I don't know, a marquee name dropping an album would be nice. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. Like at least one, it wouldn't hurt.
J. Cole said he don't make music no more.
Oh yeah, he's chasing the NBA. You're right. That's your boy chasing the league. You got hoop.
Got one Puma sneaker now all of a sudden.
So I won endorsement deal. Yeah. Lost his mind.
I mean, the dress, we knew it was slowly coming. Like, them dresses platting up.
We're not getting the Cole and Griffin pick and roll. Didn't the Pistons say they'd sign them? Was they the ones?
They had no choice. They barely selling out their arena, like, before COVID. And then Blake is barely playing, so, like.
Yeah.
And they traded Andre Drummond for nothing.
He healed up. He coming back strong next year. Yeah, nothing but time off.
One last time you seen Blake Griffin dunk. I'm not even talking about like no monstrous dunk. I'm talking about just get above the rim. He does so many layups now. It's nuts. He's 6'10". You're right there.
That will require me to watch Pistons games. I can't attest to that.
That's true. If you tell me you're doing that, that'd be disgusting.
Yeah. 2020 wasn't that harsh.
Nah. I mean, if there's like a day in the schedule where there's only two games on and the Pistons are one of them, if it's early on in the season.
Nah, if I'm reading murmurs like, yo, Blake look crazy, I'll watch.
What if it's like the second night of the season and it's the only game on during that time frame?
Depends on the opponent. I can only stoop so low. If I see him like up against like the Hornets, I'm not watching.
What about, oh shit. Nah, the Wolves, they trashed it. They're not trash. I think the Wolves are gonna be decent this year.
Yeah, they got a
competitive.
And Russell. Whoever they draft.
Number one, that's, they got the first pick, right?
Mm-hmm. Good for them. Right.
And the West is gonna be loaded. I really think Devin Booker's gonna really show out this year.
Yeah. Tons of
I heard the Warriors are interested in signing Kelly Oubre, which would be disgusting if they got him.
Yeah, well, I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them prosper. That'd be good for them too.
That would be disgusting if they
got him. Is he a free agent?
Well, trading for him. Yeah. But market value is down because he just tore his Achilles or something like that, right?
Yeah. I wonder what they did. I don't trade the second fam. That's a
nah, hell nah.
Probably like a second round or something.
Yeah, and let go
of like. Or a different first.
Yeah, and let go of like, who's good on their bench?
I don't even know what their roster look like.
I mean, Eric Pascal was balling last year, but it's because they were Dookie.
Oh, yeah, the names that were going crazy on fantasy teams was
Eric Pascal.
Insane, bro. Oh, my God.
Never heard of these people before.
Never. Yeah, I can't wait till we have like these rosters getting and then we can really talk.
Yeah.
Because once we retool. All
right.
Yeah.
Get too hyped, but let's go. All
right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's still 2020. Let's not get too hyped. Let's not get too hyped. It's still 2020.
Silva ain't let me down yet, though.
That's a fact.
Silva did everything he said he was going to do.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. When the pandemic hit the dark spot and, like, it's dreary out in, like, March, if you would have told me by November we'd have an NBA champion, a World Series champion, football in full swing, I wouldn't. So, no complaints. I wouldn't.
I was just thinking about that. Like, remember when we were on lockdown?
No, bro, like, yes. Bro. Yes. Yes. I remember when this was a ghost town. New York was a ghost town. Everything was
You were on lockdown longer than me.
Yeah. No, I remember.
You were on lockdown till like mid-May.
And all we had was The Last Dance. Now, I remember. I remember.
Because looking forward to watching that. That's nuts.
You get through that. You could get through anything.
That shit was like prison.
Those were dark days and so much uncertainty. Come on the tube every day.
Oh my God. Listen to him like he got the gospel just preaching. Tell me something, dude. What's going on today? As they burn people in public parks. Like, that's what they were doing.
Let me turn off my video. Yo, you...
that's what they were doing.
I ain't touching that.
All right.
But you're right though. Sylvain let us down, and they are financially motivated to get this done. So
exactly. And other leagues are going, so it's like, yeah, they can get it done. They just got to figure out what's the best path for it. And because they're losing money, I don't see them doing the bubble again.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to pay for that.
Salute to them for doing it.
Facts. And Disney losing money too. So they're like, yo, all right. You got to give us some bread.
They're about to go, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right, brother. I think we hit it all.
Yeah, man.
Good. We ain't did one of these in a minute. Feel like forever.
Yeah.
Woo. All right. Well, as always, people, thank you for the love and support.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Facts. I'm just gonna get right back on the TV.
Yeah.
What's going on? About to go hold the couch down for a bit.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
That county tripping. No.
Yo, when they zoom in on the county, I'm like, yo, what county is that? Like, I'm about to go attack it. Like,
oh, man.
Oh, God. Jesus. Rooting for states I don't even care about. This is crazy. Never even going to touch foot in it.
It's just, never.
Hold it down, though. Oh, God. Oh, man. But all right, people, as always, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Have the full-length video clips of these episodes up there, including this one. Going to be on IGTV as well. Chopped up. Whoa. Mm-hmm. Log off. Chopped up into 10-minute increments. Full-length audio everywhere podcasts are streaming. Everywhere, that means Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Acast,
Apple Podcasts, yeah.
There you go, yep.
Spotify.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, no more vacays. This used to just flow off the tongue. Now I'm like, wait, where are we?
Yes, taking in brain cells.
It's rough. All right, people, you know what I'm trying to say. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.